operation on murder to the Batman. Every Monday, at 10 p.m. CIT. An hour of music from the decades of the Ruins, which came out of Germany from around the 1968 German and Italian student movement, and French protests. Groundbreaking artists who went against the grain of what was rapidly becoming a predictable music scene that was spawned from the psychedelic movement of a couple of years previous.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to show number 50 of Radio Oscillations. I'm your host tonight, Richard Phipps, the Patronish, and I've been ably assisted with Mick McClark, Iron Blue.
Assisted and persisted.
You just heard the entirety of Side B of Richard Pinhas, Ritzosphere, the self-titled tune Ritzosphere. It's on Cobra. Richard Pinhas played all the electronics on that album, on that particular tune, and Francois Elgar played the cracking drum solo as well. We're going to stick with sort of French electronics for a bit, and throughout the rest of the show we'll be playing you snippets of stuff. And we've got New Atlantis from their album Wavemaker. Thank you. some fantastic English electronics there from New Atlantis, and that was from the album Wavemaker. The synthesizers were played by John Lewis and Brian Hodgson, who were looking decidedly homoerotic on the back of this record. Some lovely lights shining through their hair and stuff, very sort of Bonnie Tyler-esque. Anyway, there's some interesting sleeve notes on the reverse of this album. It's an extract from New Atlantis by Francis Bacon, 1624. We have harmonies which you have not, of quarter sounds and lesser slides of sounds. We represent and imitate all articulate sounds and letters and the voices and notes of beasts and birds. We have also diverse, strange and artificial echoes reflecting the voice many, many times, and as if it were throwing it. Look out for that album. It's interesting. It's from 1977, and we're going to play you some Phil Wells now, and from his The Last Survivors LP. Sorry, it's music dedicated to science fiction. So Phil Wells.
Yeah.
There you go. That was an awesome track from the Last Survivors LP by Phil Wells. A strange little album, this. It's more of a concept album. Weird front cover, a cross between Lord of the Rings and, I don't know, like a Mars landscape with a crashed UFO on it. And on the reverse, there's some interesting sleeve notes yet again, a nice little poem. There sits the music maker, weaving spells and rhymes, reaching for his visions, visions in the sky. Notes cry out like thunder, great bolts across the sky, galaxies and nebulae gliding slowly by, minds going into space, guided by the music, reaching heights and fantasies long ago forgotten.
Like you should be on the stage with a voice like that.
Yeah, have a look out for this album. I'll play you another tune after the next one.
Reminds me a little bit of Michael Bunt, that album, a little bit. Just Landed Cosmic Kid.
Yeah, slightly. there's some nice little sort of references to stuff we've played previously. Mickey, you was mentioning Furs and Furling.
Yeah, from, the track before reminded me of tracks from Ammerland, the Furs and Furling album. From
the New Atlantis
70 something. I can't remember the year.
Yeah, the New Atlantis track that I played, Solomon's House. Two really interesting, really weird records anyway. But we're going to go back to France again. And I'm going to play you two tunes that sort of intersperse with one another. Leaves of Sand and Zygote from Zygote's Electrophon album from 1974. Thank you. That was the wonderful Nebula jig on the Phil Wells, The Last Survivors LP, the second track we played for you off that particular record. We're going to play you and lead you out with another Richard Pinhas tune, and it's a beautiful piece. It's about 5 minutes long, and it's called A Piece for Duncan. And then I'm going to glide you into, we're going to leave you with Vangelis, Creation du Monde, from fantastic L'Apocalypse of the Animal, the Apocalypse of the Animals, a wonderful soundtrack to a wonderful film. Yeah, keep an eye open for the Phil Wells LP, The Last Survivors, and the Zygote Electrophon, and New Atlantis Wave Maker. They're not what you'd expect, so don't judge a book by its cover, kind of thing. Anyway, I'll say goodbye now. And auf Wiedersehen.
Goodbye for me. I'm just the knob twiddler and the slide pusher today. Thank you.